Shalom and welcome to the memorial site for the Tank Battalion Oz-77. You are standing on the slopes of Mount Hermonit, overlooking what is now known as the Valley of Tears, one of the most bitter and courageous battles that Israel has ever faced. Took place here during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Beyond the valley stretches the border between Israel and Syria. Inside Syrian territory, you can see the new town of Quneitra. On October 6, 1973, on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, the Egyptian and Syrian armies launched a simultaneous surprise attack against Israel. The Syrian army attacked through the Golan Heights with a force of 1,400 tanks. Israel had only two regular tank brigades on the Golan, the 7th and the 188th, totaling only 177 tanks. The 7th Brigade was strengthened with one battalion from the 188th Brigade and took command of the Northern Front, which included the Quneitra Valley in front of you. The war started with the Syrians leading a heavy tank bombardment that was followed by an airborne attack. Hundreds of Syrian tanks were seen in the valley, followed by armored personnel carriers, bridging tanks, minefield breakers, and bulldozers. The hits that the 7th Brigade made against the Syrians were good, but despite this, the Syrians showed determination and kept up their advance. The first night of fighting emphasized the advantage the Syrians had with their night vision equipment. The lines of the two armies were also intertwined, making the battle even more treacherous. The next day, the battle continued. By this time, the Israeli tanks were in a better position, enabling them to hit dozens of Syrian tanks. But by then, the exhaustion and the fear began taking their toll. Listen to the voices from the radio in which one of the commanders reports that he cannot hold the Syrian attack anymore. On the fourth day of the war, the Syrians launched a final and concentrated attack to break the defense line of the 7th Brigade. The Syrian force included a fresh armored division strengthened with 70 T-62 tanks from the elite unit of the Syrian Republican Guard. The major Israeli force confronting this attack was the 77th Battalion, commanded by Colonel Avigdor Kahalani. The battalion had already lost half of its force, and the tank crewmen were on the verge of collapse. Only through incredible leadership by the commanders and the courage of the tank crewmen was the battalion able to hold on to the defense line overlooking this valley towards Syria. Listen to Avigdor Kahalani tell the story.
500 meters behind the front line, I came up against Syrian tanks within a range of 25 meters. The Syrians were already located on the hill in front of you, covered today with green vineyards that did not exist during the Yom Kippur War. The battle was very difficult. Many of the soldiers were hurt and many were killed. We finally succeeded in taking the high ground positions. At the end of the battle, we were left with only 3 or 4 functioning tanks, but we had stopped the Syrian army.
When the Syrians realized that they were incapable of breaking the defense line of the Israeli armored force, they ordered their troops to retreat, and the battle came to an end. After the battle, the commander of the Israeli division, General Rafael Eitan, said to the soldiers, "You have saved the people of Israel." While the battle against the Syrians raged here in the northern Golan, reserve forces of the Israeli army were fighting the Syrian troops in the central and southern Golan. There too, the Israelis were able to push the Syrian army out of the entire Golan. At this stage, the Israeli army launched a counterattack into Syrian territory, and by the end of the war, Israel held land 20 kilometers deep inside Syria. The 7th Brigade, including the 77th Battalion, took part in this counterattack and occupied the region below Mount Hermon up to the village of Beit Jan inside Syria. The Yom Kippur War came to an end with Israeli forces stationed within cannon range from Damascus. After the war, a disengagement agreement was signed between Israel and Syria. Subsequently, Israeli forces withdrew from territories captured, including the town of Kenetra. The Syrians chose not to rebuild the old town and instead built a new town that can be seen beyond the border. For over 30 years since the signing of the agreement, the border between Israel and Syria has remained the quietest border Israel has ever enjoyed with her Arab neighbors. This memorial site has been created in memory of the soldiers that fell in this battle, with a tree planted for each soldier who gave his life. Before you is a Syrian tank that climbed this hill and was stopped at this very spot. The Valley of Tears over the years has become today a valley of blessing. In front of you, flourishing orchards and the vineyards supply grapes to the Golan Winery. The winery makes a variety of excellent wines of international fame. Some of the orchards planted have become part of the self-picking site of Kibbutz El Rom. In the summertime, you can pick your own variety of deciduous fruits and berries. The success of these orchards is a result of the special basalt soil, the excellent climatic conditions, and mainly from the perseverance and skill of the Golan farmers. The complete story of the battle can be viewed in a special exhibit entitled Oz 77 at the Kibbutz El Rom Theater. The brave soldiers that took part in this battle helped create the peaceful and prosperous atmosphere that we enjoy here today. Together, we will keep the Golan clean. The Golan residents wish you a pleasant visit.